Welcome back. You're with the News at One. The Irish government is to be asked to nominate a woman and a man to replace Phil Hogan as European Trade Commissioner. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, also signalled her disapproval of outgoing Commissioner Phil Hogan's actions during his recent visit to Ireland in a statement she issued in Brussels this morning.
Over the past days, I discussed with Phil Hogan about his movements in Ireland. In light of information that emerged regarding respect of public health guidelines in Ireland. In the current circumstances, as Europe fights to reduce the spread of the coronavirus, and Europeans make sacrifices and accept painful restrictions, I expect the members of the College to be particularly vigilant about compliance with applicable national or regional rules or recommendations. In accordance with Article 246 of the Treaty, it is up now to the Irish government to present suitable candidates for a commissioner of Irish nationality. As in the past, I will invite the Irish government to propose a woman and a man. Executive Vice President Valdis Dombrovskis will assume ad interim responsibilities for trade matters. And at the later stage, I will decide on the final allocation of portfolios in the College of Commissioners. Thank you.
That was the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen speaking in Brussels this morning. Let's talk now to our political reporter, Mary Regan. Mary, the ball now is in Dublin's court, the government being asked to nominate a woman and a man to replace Phil Hogan. One of those will be chosen. Who's in the frame?
Yes, Justin, and I understand there was a telephone conversation this morning between the Taoiseach and the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. There is a plan there to keep in touch as this process of appointing a placement gets underway. It doesn't happen very often, so the rule book is sort of being dusted off, if you like. And there are calls from the Labour Party leader, Alan Kelly, for a start to ensure that this is done quickly. But I don't think, you know, it will be done so quickly. I'm told it will take a bit of time. You know, there are three coalition parties involved here. They have yet to meet and discuss names, I understand. And there are a couple of names currently coming into the mix. You know, there's a question over whether it will be coming from the political sphere, the traditionally political sphere, if you like, or if it will be an official or a civil servant, if you like. In that sense, names like Catherine Day and David O'Sullivan, maybe not household names here, but people who have held very, very important roles in Brussels. And then if you look at the sort of political sphere, you know, there's been a lot of focus on perhaps Simon Coveney, given he is the Minister for Foreign Affairs and he would have very close relations there in terms of his partnerships in Brussels and, you know, negotiating at this time. Other names include MEPs, Mairead McGuinness, President of the European Parliament, and Francis Fitzgerald also. So there's a lot to be balanced up here, you know, whether they go for someone outside politics, whether they go for someone in politics that might potentially cause a by-election. And so there's a lot of moving parts involved here.
And we heard there from Ursula von der Leyen saying that she would at a later stage decide on the final allocation of portfolios in the College of Commissioners. A suggestion perhaps, Mary, that Ireland might not retain that trade portfolio.
Yes, and nobody is taking that for granted at this point. And after the decision by Phil Hogan last night, the focus very much from the Irish government's perspective moved on to trying to hold on to that all-important trade portfolio. And, you know, Phil Hogan had been expected to play a big role, a key role in negotiating the EU's arrangements with Britain after Brexit. And, of course, it was often seen that it would, you know, very crucial to have Ireland's voice there for when there's so much at stake for this country. But what I'm being told is that the, you know, someone of a high caliber name will be put forward, or names, sorry, and it may not just be two, there could be more than two high caliber names will be put forward, and the hope will be holding on to that portfolio. But that's out of the government's hands here, and that's very much a matter for Ursula von der Leyen, sources here are stressing. And of course she is a politician, and she will have a whole lot of considerations from her own end.
And Mary, is the government at one on the way all of this was handled in the lead up to Phil Hogan's resignation last night?
Yeah, I think you could argue in some ways how this was handled between the leaders of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and indeed the Green Party, has been sort of one area where they have been most combined or coherent to date. You know, a number of joint statements from the three party leaders. And, you know, some people are wondering, will there be tensions within the within the government parties when it comes to putting names forward? But I don't think it will come to that. I think, you know, there is a degree of acceptance maybe that this will be a Fine Gael name for a number of reasons, given that Phil Hogan was Fine Gael, came from the Fine Gael party initially, and also that would keep the balance, I guess, of the EPP in the European Commission. Okay. And I think in that sense, you know, there might be concessions sought elsewhere within, you know, if there was to be a cabinet reshuffle, for example, on the back of this. But I think for now, the cabinet, and we will hear from the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste, that I understand shortly, they're due to hold a joint doorstep. So I don't think there are any disagreements at this point.
All right, Mary Regan, our political reporter, thank you for joining us from Leinster House. Let's hear from Kilkenny now, where people in Phil Hogan's home county and former constituency have been reacting to news of his departure. They've been speaking to our South East correspondent, Conor Kane.
I think he left himself with no choice. Common sense should have taken care of all what he did. He walked into that room, he should have just turned on his heels and walked back. I think he'll be missed more by Ireland going forward at the EU, because we've lost a big seat now in the EU.
He had to do it, but always a silly man. We needed him there, and it's completely the wrong time. But he had to go.
I think Phil is a big loss to Kilkenny and the country. I know that he broke the rules, and we can't dispute that, but there was a certain amount of shooting in the foot, but I suppose he had to go in the end. But he was a very good negotiator, a very larger-than-life individual, I suppose you could call him that.
If he'd come up straight up and said, I made a mistake, rather than trying to disguise it, he might still be there. But at this stage, it's a pity to see 40 years of a career going down like that.
Those were people in Kilkenny speaking to our South East correspondent, Conor Kane, this morning.